Before we close out, a moment for the things at the edges of today's lineup that are worth acknowledging even briefly. The Ancient Library Project, a searchable database of 1,060 Greek and Latin texts where you can click any word and get a full morphological parse, is a remarkable piece of public scholarship. The Kitesurf browser from Cloudflare, running in V8 isolates, is an interesting architectural experiment in agent-first browsing that deserves more attention than it got today. SuperDuperer, the long-running Mac backup utility, announced a significant update that its dedicated users are treating as a minor celebration. And Carl Colin's required reading list generated the kind of HN discussion that starts as a book recommendation thread and turns into a genuine inquiry about how people build intellectual frameworks. These stories matter, even when they're not the biggest ones.
The hamster and the physicist deserve a proper send-off. A hamster named Pip, who runs several kilometers per night on his wheel, whose owner is a physicist at a research institution, whose wheel now has a sensor connected to a custom firmware that uploads the run data to Strava in the owner's name. The profile shows runs at 2 a.m., covering distances that no human could achieve at that pace. The HN comments were, predictably, mostly delighted. A few were concerned about Strava's terms of service. One was from someone who checked the profile and confirmed Pip has better monthly mileage than most humans.
The Sign Language Translation with Smart Glasses project, a show HN from a solo developer, is the kind of thing that gets modest upvotes on a busy news day, but represents the kind of direct impact assistive technology that deserves more attention. The demo video shows real-time hand sign recognition displayed as text overlay in smart glasses, with latency low enough for conversational use. It's a GitHub project, it's open source, and it's the kind of thing that a hardware company could productively build on.
And Merkle trees. The mathematical structure behind blockchain verification, certificate transparency logs, and Git's content addressing got a clear, well-written explainer this week that the HN audience seems to be bookmarking. If you've ever wondered how a blockchain can verify that a specific transaction is in a block without downloading the entire block, or how Git knows which files changed without reading every file, Merkle trees are the answer. Worth reading.
Looking ahead from today's episode, the NixPKG's governance crisis will either resolve through community reorganization, which takes months, or fragment the user base between competing forks. Watch the NixOS discourse for governance proposal threads in the next 2 to 3 weeks. On the AI policy front, Oracle's OpenJDK AI ban is likely to trigger a formal policy debate within the OpenJDK contributor community and possibly within the broader Java ecosystem governance bodies. The DOE Genesis Initiative will have its first major credibility test when it releases its first science models. The quality of those releases will determine whether this becomes a serious research infrastructure or a press release.
The "Why is everyone in tech so sad" piece will probably generate derivative coverage for the next week. The HN discussion is worth reading in full. It's 799 comments of engineers processing something that clearly resonates. Whatever conclusions you draw about AI's impact on software careers, the emotional reality of a profession undergoing rapid identity change is not abstract. It's people's lives.
A brief word on some past claims that deserve revisiting. A few months back on this show, we referenced Ukraine striking Russian ships in the Caspian Sea as evidence of long-range strike capability. That was wrong. Badly wrong. The Caspian Sea is landlocked, entirely out of Ukraine's reach, and no such attacks occurred. We apparently passed along something that either didn't check out or was fabricated sourcing, and that's the kind of error that erodes trust. We're naming it explicitly, so the record is clear. That claim should be treated as uncorroborated and retracted.
Intellectual honesty requires saying that when the map doesn't match the territory, you update the map. We're updating.
Everything we discussed today, every story, every benchmark result, every governance announcement, every scientific discovery came from the Hacker News community at news.combinator.com. The community there surfaces stories that most mainstream tech coverage misses entirely and then discusses them with a level of domain expertise that is genuinely rare. The NixPKG's disbanding, the Rosenbridge backdoor research, the Postgres query engine work, None of those are stories that would trend on General Tech Media. They trend on HN because the community has the expertise to recognize their importance. If you're not reading HN directly, you're missing the primary source. Go to news.icombinator.com and spend some time in the comments.
This podcast runs because of two tools we want to acknowledge sincerely. Claude Code by Anthropic handles the script generation and production automation, and Perplexity handles the real-time topic discovery and research that makes sure we're covering what's actually trending today, not what was trending last week. We're genuinely grateful for both. They make this show possible at a quality level that a small team couldn't otherwise achieve.
If today's geopolitical and market coverage left you wanting more, we have a companion show called Intellijix Daily News that covers international relations, global markets, and world events with the same analytical depth. Worth a subscription if you want the full picture.
For Marcus Rodriguez, I'm Sarah Chen. We'll be back Monday with whatever the Hacker News community surfaces over the weekend. And on a Saturday like this one, that usually means something significant that broke after business hours. Have a good weekend.
See you Monday.